What if you could build the most advanced parts for a hypersonic missile, not in 10 weeks, but in 2? This week, a new material from a U.S. company promises to cut fabrication time for critical aerospace components by up to 80%. We'll break down what that means for the global defense and manufacturing landscape. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a powerful theme: step change advancements in American material science that are creating immediate competitive challenges and opportunities for U.S. and European firms. We'll start with a revolutionary resin system that's accelerating hypersonic manufacturing. Then we'll look at a new polymer fiber from Boston that's 4 times stronger than a key industrial plastic.
And finally, we'll shift from materials to power. Automotive giant Stellantis has begun real-world road test of a solid-state battery that could fundamentally solve the two biggest problems for electric vehicles: range and charging time. The results are frankly staggering.
Troy, let's start in the aerospace and defense sector. An American company, Cambium, just announced a new product called Apex Shield 1000. The headline claim is a 70 to 80% reduction in fabrication time for hypersonic parts. That sounds almost unbelievable. What is this technology?
Apex Shield 1000 is a high-temperature resin system. In simple terms, it's the glue that holds carbon fibers together to create carbon-carbon composites. These are the materials used for things that get incredibly hot and are under immense stress, like the leading edges of hypersonic glide bodies or rocket nozzles.
So the innovation is in the resin, the bonding agent. Why does it matter globally this week?
Because it directly addresses the single biggest bottleneck in producing hypersonic systems: time. Manufacturing these carbon-carbon parts is traditionally an incredibly slow, complex process. Cambium's new resin optimizes the curing process, potentially eliminating the need for complex autoclave treatments. This isn't an incremental improvement. It's a strategic accelerator for a critical defense technology where the US, Europe, China, and Russia are in a fierce race.
Let's focus on the business impact. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For U.S. and European aerospace and defense prime contractors, this is a massive opportunity. It means they can iterate designs faster, scale production more quickly, and potentially lower costs. A European manufacturer without access to this or an equivalent technology will be at a significant disadvantage in terms of production speed and agility. This could shift the competitive balance in bids for next-generation defense contracts.
And for the supply chain, what should Western trading companies and distributors know?
They need to understand that a new, high-value component has just entered the supply chain. Sourcing partnerships with Cambium will be critical. Distributors who specialize in advanced composites and high-performance chemicals should be looking at this. It also signals a potential surge in demand for the specific types of carbon fiber compatible with this resin system. Market timing is key. Getting ahead of this shift is the opportunity.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
If you are in the aerospace or defense supply chain, your materials engineering and procurement teams should be contacting Cambium immediately to acquire material data sheets and begin the qualification process for Apex Shield 1000 and the complementary Apex Shield 3000 coating. Don't wait for your competitors to lock in supply.
Let's stay on the topic of advanced materials. A Boston-based company called Z Polymers just unveiled a new product named Tolymer Fiber, which they're calling the thinnest functional monofilament fiber in the U.S. What exactly is this?
Tolymer is a new fiber made from liquid crystal polymers, or LCPs, using a process called melt spinning. The key takeaway is its properties. Z Polymers claims it has over 4 times the mechanical strength of PEEK, which is a benchmark high-performance engineering plastic.
PEEK, that's polyether ether ketone. It's used everywhere from medical implants to aerospace components. So a material 4 times stronger is a big deal. Why is this making waves this week?
It's a direct challenge to the established market for high-performance thermoplastics. PEEK is a fantastic material, but it has its limits and can be expensive. Z Polymers is not only offering superior strength and thermal stability, but also claims cost competitiveness because the melt spinning process is suitable for mass production. This combination of performance and potential cost effectiveness is what makes it globally significant.
Okay, let's bring this to the factory floor. What does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers?
For U.S. and European manufacturers in medical devices, it enables further miniaturization without sacrificing strength.
Think smaller, more durable surgical tools or implant components. For aerospace, it's a new lightweighting tool. European chemical giants, who are major producers of PEEK, now face a potent American competitor with a disruptive product. This is a direct competitive threat.
What about trading companies and distributors in the West?
This is a classic market disruption opportunity. Identify industries that are heavy users of PEEK or other high-end polymers. Tulamer fiber is a new, potentially higher-margin product to add to your portfolio. Distributors need to think about sourcing and establishing relationships with Z Polymers now, as this could become a critical material for advanced manufacturing. Understanding its technical specifications will be key to selling it against established incumbents.
So, what's the actionable insight here?
R&D and material science departments in any company making high-stress, lightweight, or miniaturized products should be ordering evaluation samples of Tulamer fiber. They need to benchmark it directly against PEEK and other materials in their current product lines. The claim of 4x strength needs to be validated in your specific application, and if it holds, it could provide a significant product advantage.
Troy, let's move to the automotive sector. There are two related stories that together feel like a major turning point. Stellantis, the parent company of Dodge, Chrysler, and major European brands like Peugeot, has started real-world testing of solid-state batteries in a Dodge Charger Daytona prototype.
That's right. And the company supplying those batteries, U.S.-based Factorial Energy, just went public on the NASDAQ. They also announced their battery achieved a range of over 745 miles, or 1,200 kilometers, in a test with a Mercedes-Benz EQS.
Let's break down the technology first. What is a solid-state battery, and why is it considered the holy grail for EVs?
A conventional lithium-ion battery uses a liquid electrolyte to move ions between the cathode and anode. A solid-state battery, as the name implies, replaces that flammable liquid with a solid material. This solid electrolyte is safer, and critically, it allows for the use of a lithium metal anode, which dramatically increases energy density.
Energy density. Factorial is claiming 375 watt-hours per kilogram. Put that number in context for us.
It's a huge leap. Today's top-tier EV batteries are in the range of 250 to 270 watt-hours per kilogram, so 375 is a 40-50% improvement. That's what enables a 1,200-kilometer range. And their other claim is just as important, charging from 15% to 90% in just 18 minutes. These two metrics directly address the biggest consumer barriers to EV adoption, range anxiety, and charging time.
This feels less like an incremental update and more like a revolution. How does it specifically affect U.S. and European automotive manufacturers?
It triggers a strategic crisis for any automaker who doesn't have a clear near-term solid-state strategy. The entire infrastructure, from battery gigafactories to supply chains for nickel and cobalt, is built around liquid electrolyte technology. If Factorial's technology is scalable, those multi-billion-dollar investments could become obsolete much faster than planned. European and U.S. automakers must now ask if their current battery partnerships can compete with this.
And for trading companies and distributors, this must rewrite the book on battery materials.
Absolutely. The demand for lithium will remain, but the demand for cobalt and nickel could decrease as anode and cathode chemistries change. New markets will emerge for the raw materials that make up the solid electrolyte itself, things like sulfides or oxides. Commodity traders and chemical distributors need to be mapping these new nascent supply chains right now. Sourcing and securing these future materials will be the next great race.
So, what is the urgent, actionable insight for executives in the auto industry and its supply chain?
If you're an automotive executive, you need to urgently reassess your company's 2030 and beyond electrification strategy. A world with 1,200-kilometer range EVs that charge in 18 minutes is no longer theoretical. It's being tested on public roads. You must evaluate your own solid-state partnerships and development timelines. If you're behind, you need to find a partner like Factorial or accelerate internal R&D immediately. This technology is closer to commercial reality than most five-year plans assume.
Troy, let's pull it all together. A lot of ground covered this week on materials and energy. What are the key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
I see three clear takeaways this week. First, U.S.-led materials innovation is creating real, immediate competitive pressure. Whether it's Cambium's resin challenging production timelines or Z Polymer's fiber challenging the dominance of materials like PEEK,
European and other global manufacturers must respond to these new American-made materials or risk falling behind.
So the first point is about direct materials competition. What's the second?
The second takeaway is that the manufacturing process itself is becoming the competitive advantage. Cambium's 80% time reduction isn't just about a better material. It's about selling speed and agility to the entire defense industrial base. Western manufacturers must look for innovations that compress their own production cycles.
And the third key takeaway?
The solid-state battery timeline has been dramatically pulled forward. Stellantis putting factorial batteries in a real car on real roads moves the technology from the lab to the brink of commercialization. This isn't a 2035 story anymore. Any company in the automotive, energy storage, or chemical supply chain needs to operate as if the solid-state transition is beginning now, not in a decade.
Powerful insights. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us again next week for the latest developments and what they mean for your business.
Thank you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence.
If you found this briefing valuable, please subscribe on your podcast platform of choice and share it with your colleagues. It helps us bring this intelligence to a wider audience. We'll talk to you next week.